A deal has been struck to bail out Rochester City Schools. As WXXI's James Brown learned, there are strings attached.
Assemblyman Harry Bronson said a fiscal and academic monitor will be appointed to the district for the next 3 years. In exchange, the district will receive a $35 million loan from future state aid, known as a spin-up. That money is needed due to the district overspending more than $60 million in the last school year. The district made up the rest of that shortfall by cutting programs and laying off more than 150 staffers in December. As of now, Bronson says there's no indication that district officials spent that money outside of education costs, which is why the state lawmakers gave the district another chance.
My colleagues, certainly here in the assembly, understand the importance of fully funding education programs for our children, and they're not going to punish children for mismanagement of adults.
The district is still under investigation from the Federal Securities and Exchange Commission, and the New York State Comptroller's Office is taking a closer look at their accounting practices. Bronson says the bill calls for the monitor to be hired ASAP, in that the bill was structured to foster collaboration between the superintendent, the state, the community, and the Board of Education. James Brown, WXXI News.